In Anchorage this week, federal scientists are getting a look at the environmental studies for the proposed Susitna-Wetana Dam. It's part of the Federal Energy Regulation Commission's permitting process. But as Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, some are questioning whether the studies are accurate.
The Susitna-Wetana Dam has been touted as part of an ambitious state energy plan aimed at providing 50% alternative power by 2025. Backers say the dam is the answer to rail belt energy needs for the next 100 years. The dam is a project of the Alaska Energy Authority. AEA's initial study report on its environmental study plan for the dam was delayed when the Walker administration put six major state projects on hold at the end of 2014. Late last year, federal energy authorities agreed to resume work on AEA's licensing application, although the federal agency asked for a review of AEA's study data through 2014 to determine whether there is enough information to meet federal regulations. That is the point of the initial study review. Betsy McGregor, AEA's environmental manager for the Susitna-Wetana project, says the review is a check-in to see all the environmental work done thus far.
We report out on how we've implemented the plans, where we did not implement the plans. They're called variances. And we also have proposed modifications moving forward that we're asking FERC to rule on. The agencies at this point in time have the opportunity to provide their study modifications, and FERC will rule on those as well.
FERC approved AEA's initial study plan in 2013. The data in the studies dates from 2013 and 2014. McGregor says AEA consulted with federal agencies in developing the study agenda and provided ample opportunity for review of its work through quarterly reports up until the hold took place. But Sue Walker, a scientist with NIMFS in Juneau, says the data is not timely.
Because of the delays, we're actually looking at about 3 years of study, and this is our first chance to have any outside expert review of how those studies were conducted and analyzed.
AEA's study plan is supposed to assess baseline conditions, but NIMFS Walker says it is hard to say that the studies are representative of current conditions. She says anomalous weather in south central Alaska the past 2 years warrants new data.
And we will also recommend a modification to a study that's being used to address climate change, because we feel climate change in a water-dependent project in Alaska that's dependent on snowfall, glacial melt, and rainwater is going to continue changing under the next 100 years, and that the precision exists to look at how those changes in climate will affect this project.
NIMFS has the responsibility of mitigating the effects of dams on marine species and anadromous fish, such as salmon. And the dam's effect on salmon is a major concern, according to Mike Wood, a resident of Chase and president of the anti-dam group Susitna River Coalition. Wood says during the time of studies, there have been floods and late breakups in South Central.
Two 100-year floods, actually. Then the latest breakup ever recorded in the history of the Susitna during this period of studies.
Wood says the amount of data AEA is presenting does not justify the amount of money the state has spent on the dam project.
We're now $196 million into this process, and we're finally having a chance to get an understanding of what the science looks like.
AEA's McGregor says the initial study review is only the earliest phase of the licensing process. If FERC approves, modifications and new studies will be conducted before a second review occurs. After that, on approval, an impact assessment will be conducted as part of the dam license application. I'm Ellen Lockyer.